USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
SpaceX did something rare. In fact, so rare, it hasn't been done since the last week of 1968. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed four astronauts safely back home in the wee morning hours off the coast of Panama City, Florida. The three Americans and one Japanese flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center back in November on a 6.5-hour journey back home.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
They're the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago. It's the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Although the 1968 flight never landed on the moon, many say the flyby of the moon gave us the data to make moon landings possible. Republican Susan Wright and State Representative Jake Elzey will advance to a runoff in this special election to fill a North Texas congressional seat. Democrats did not have enough votes in the runoffs. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the United States is coming out of the pandemic, just the opposite is happening in the country of India. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
Well, I'm not sure what we're hoping to accomplish. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circling in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and the UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense, so I'm not really sure what the overall strategy is.
In the United States, 243 million vaccine doses have been distributed, with 103 million fully vaccinated, or 31% of the people. On a planetary scale, 1.15 billion doses have been distributed, with 273 million fully vaccinated, or 3.5% of the population. Medina Spirit is the winner of Saturday's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.